Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Last week, we discussed girlfriend getaways. Now, in the interest of equal time, we're giving the guys their day in the sun. Whether it's a bachelor party weekend, reunion, or a chance to kick back and relax, you and your friends may want to plan a weekend away. Joining us with getaway ideas for the guys in our group, in our listening audience, is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor for the eZine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle, New Girl in Town. Elaine LaBalme, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
All right, New Girl, this week we're talking male bonding, ideally someplace far from home. And I know you're not. I know that you're not talking from personal experience here. You know,
no.
I may not be the brightest bulb in the pack, but that much I can figure out.
You got that one right. No, I'm not. But I will say this: there are a number of men in my life. There's my husband. There's his friends. There's my friends. So I certainly hear about what things they are doing. And if there's one sort of theme, I think to guy travel, it's that it tends to be active. I don't hear about, you know, many guys going to B&Bs. I don't hear them going about sightseeing in big cities or museums. That's not to say that you shouldn't do those things, but that's not what I'm hearing about. So I think that if you're going to get away with the guys, it's bound to be inactive, oftentimes outdoorsy experience. And there are lots of good options, not only close to home, but again, even a little bit farther away. So you feel like you really are getting that getaway. And face it, a lot of times you're connecting with people, a group of people who are from out of the area. So you have to think of a midpoint where to meet. You're meeting people from east and west. You know, maybe you meet somewhere in the middle.
I feel like you're stereotyping men. leave it to you, my organized friend, to have a Fab Five list. Even for this, we go to these lists quite often with you.
Yep.
So first up on this list are adventures close to home.
Absolutely. And it's funny. I hear about these particular trips a lot for women, but more often for men. And I think that, one, it's because they're close to home, and it's because they're very enjoyable. And we're talking about whitewater rafting, not just in Ohio Pyle State Park, which is a great place to do it. And there's a wonderful outfitter called Whitewater Adventurers. There's some nice whitewater rafting there. You can also do it on the Cheat River in West Virginia. But another activity that I hear a lot about is biking the Great Allegheny Passage. And actually, the last segment of that 300-mile trail from Pittsburgh to D.C. will open in June. So that's a week-long trip that a lot of guys seem to be doing and enjoy.
Next up is golf with a twist.
Yeah, ball golf, as it's called by disc golfers, is so last century. So what I think... I could just hear the phone calls coming now. It's okay. You can go to Nemacolin and golf. It's okay. I said it.
All right.
But disc golf, believe it or not, the World Championships of Disc Golf are going to be held in Pittsburgh in 2015. So time to start brushing up on your game. And you know I have a personal connection to this. Hubs was a big disc golfer in college. But some of the best courses actually in the country, there are seven great courses in western Pennsylvania around Pittsburgh. There's also a wonderful stretch of disc golf courses between San Francisco and Santa Cruz, California. Go to pdga.com, site of the Professional Disc Golf Association. It'll tell you about courses all around the country, and you can plan a trip around disc golfing.
So you're saying Hubs, there's a chance Hubs could be a world champion.
He was actually once ranked fourth in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
There you
go.
Will
he be competing in 2015?
He will.
Interesting.
Masterclass.
Very good. All right, now we've got a six-letter acronym, which most everyone will know.
Can you think of it, Paul? All right, that's okay. You're timed out. NASCAR, my man.
Oh, here we go.
You know, hey, I'm not personally into the NASCAR thing, but my favorite cousin, Ed, is so big yeah. into following NASCAR.
I knew Ed was into this.
It's real popular, I know. So you may not necessarily go to a NASCAR race, but there's this really cool thing I heard about recently called the Richard Petty Driving Experience. And you can do it in over 20 speedways around the country, Charlotte, Daytona, Las Vegas. And you can actually drive a NASCAR around the track.
Really?
How about, you can. You know, you can ride shotgun or you can drive your own. So there you go. That is a fun way to sort of set up a trip and, you know, go to a city that has lots of other neat things going on. Go to the beach in Daytona, hang out in Vegas and, you know, go do your driving thing.
So I see you've got us doing the hangover thing, too. And I mean, really, lately, the pop culture reference for male bonding is, you know, The Hangover.
Absolutely.
That
and
movie.
The movie's about to, the number three is about to come out. What, in June? So go to Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. I think they spend some time in the movie at the Caesars Palace. And actually, I think this is the perfect Vegas hotel for a guy bacchanal. The buffet is actually called the Bacchanal Buffet. It has over 500 items on the buffet. Waitresses wear these teeny little togas, and they got the what a friend of mine years ago dubbed the hair volcano, just this sprout of hair coming out the top of your head. It is so camp and over the top, but it's an absolute hoot. I love it.
Vegas, yes, that is sort of the must destination for a lot of guys.
Bachelor party and just guy hanging out thing.
But you need the Tiger. You need Mike Tyson showing up.
You know what? And last time I was there, The Rock was there. So, you know, stuff happens in Las Vegas. And then I guess you have to keep it a secret in Las Vegas, right, Paul?
That's what they say.
All right.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
There you go.
Finally, you've got the Boys of Summer rounding out your list. And, well, I'm sold.
And I know this will appeal to you, Paul.
Yes.
The quintessential baseball tour. You know, I did this with Hubs and Son last summer. And I can't tell you how many other people we ran into who were also on a baseball tour. Our first stop at the stadium for the Washington Nationals, the guy sitting next to us was on a baseball tour, too. He had just come back from Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium. So this is a big deal in the summer. Go to MLB.com, you know, visit the websites of a number of teams. And if you work hard enough at it, you can find a lot of games, different parks close by. You can do this in a week to 10 days. And, you know, just thinking about how much fun we had doing this last year, it's, you know, great guy trip. Beer, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie.
Great advice for how the boys can get away for the weekend. And in the interest of equal time, our travel contributor, Elaine LeBaum, presenting that to us. She's contributing editor for the eZine Pop City. Tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle, New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Paul.